Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about what's new in the Kupuna community. And in studio we have Bonnie Kasenge, co-founder and CEO of Ho'okele Health Navigators. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leon,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Hawaii Kai Senior Living, recently voted Best of Senior Living by senioradvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 808-395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Solar PV systems are great investments and can drastically save you money on your electric bill and help the environment. Solar PV systems have an average life expectancy of 25 years. However, that may vary based on the location it is installed, the maintenance upkeep, and installation and craftsmanship. Here are some common defects that could lessen the lifespan of the solar system and decrease its efficiency. Number one, solar panels covered with debris will cover the solar cells, lowering their electrical output. Number two, solar panels show signs of cracking or damage will not only lower their electrical output, but if the damage is severe, the panel will not be working at all. Number three, signs of corrosion to the racking system can decrease the overall strength and integrity of the system, and in the event of high winds, may rip off your roof. And number four, improper electrical connections or spacing. The roof temperature can be as high as 20 degrees Fahrenheit, more than the ground temperature, so making sure that the ducts and pipes having proper airflow will reduce damage to the electrical components.
For more information on amenities to your property, like photovoltaic systems, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Bonnie Kasenge. She is the co-founder and CEO of Ho'okele Health Navigators. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you with us on the show. And perhaps for those who haven't met you before, maybe you can share a little bit of your background, where you're raised, and how you came into this industry of healthcare.
So, born and raised here in Hawaii, and went to the University of Hawaii. I'm a bachelor's in nursing, and then I have my MBA, so my master's, and I'm
business,
also certified in care coordination or case management. Let's see, my involvement. I started out as a RN at St. Francis. And mainly in intensive care.
Okay.
So I did that for probably 2 years. Very good nursing learning. And they're great docs. And I worked on more the renal side. We had a lot of renal clients. And so there's nephrologists teach you a lot. So you go on rounds, you better be on your toes. So I learned through that. After that, I transitioned to home care. So we had home health. And I worked there for about 5 years. And that was where my passion grew for community services.
Right.
And that would be the genesis of what we began, which is Ho'okele.
Yeah. So you applied your background in nursing, healthcare, and business, and you created this business. And what was your original goal when you first started it?
Original goal was my partner, my business partner, Duane Lycon, would be the financial end. So she's a CPA and she's a strategic.
Right.
Okay. And both of us worked together at Hawaii Pacific Health and just saw the challenges that our seniors were facing, as well as our pediatric clients, and how hard it is to transition them to the community. So in a hospital setting, you see just the walls of the hospital, and that's where your thinking is. But you don't go beyond that, so you don't know what their living conditions are. So once you go out into the community, you see their homes, you're going, oh, no wonder it failed. They didn't have this or they didn't have that. How can they shop? They don't have transportation. This is why they come back into the hospital. So that's where our passion came from. Can we do something for the community by using our skills and talents to go out there? So that's how it began.
So you're going into the homes of your clients, helping them with different levels of care. And you're so right. I mean, you know, it's not noted on a doctor's report, you know, how the other aspect of their life is, which contributes to perhaps what medical conditions they
And in navigation, we do accompany many of our clients because many of them don't have their kids here or they're working. So we will go to the doctor's appointments with them. And the doctors are pretty amazed when we say, did you know that he's not picking up his meds? You get upset, but he has no way of going there. So we've set up a way for him to get it this way. Or his home is so cluttered that he can't get from the kitchen to the bathroom, so we need to do certain things. And they're amazed at that, and that helps them to understand a little bit more. So we give them a little bit more of a holistic look, and that relationship helps.
So, I mean, it sounds like it's a wide array of assistance that you're providing to your clients.
I say we do anything but everything to keep them at home. We even go and buy furniture.
And that's one of their goals, is to stay at home, independent, and healthy, right?
That's correct.
And so, you know, being a health navigator to help them remain at home is one of your objectives, right?
That's right.
So a lot of your clients, what point in their life or what age is it that they come and, you know, inquire of your services?
For the navigation services, the care coordination, they're just, when we first began, it was later in life. It was like the latter 80s, you know. Okay, we need to do something, right? Now they're thinking a little bit, you know, it's the early stages of the baby boomers, the first ones coming through, and they're thinking ahead of time. So they're going, you know, I better start thinking about this. What do I need? What do I need to do? And so those are the ones that are coming to us. Others are the kids. A lot of times it's the adult kids coming to us first, and they're saying, you know, I don't know what to do anymore, but I know he or she wants to stay at home, or both of my parents want to stay at home, and I just can't be there. I'm on the East Coast. So I can't maneuver all the doctor's appointments and make sure they're eating. So can you be my eyes and ears? And that's what we do.
So that's probably where I personally might be right now. My parents are in their 70s. So that's the early part of the baby boomers. And, you know, I'm actually a millennial, borderline Gen X. And I'm having to help them plan, you know. And it's amazing what 5 or 10 years will do.
Exactly.
So you got to be there early.
And I always say, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and it can go fast. And so just have the plan in mind. Everybody goes, you know, it's just like healthcare, right? You don't want to think about it. You know? But have a plan in mind, like a disaster plan, preparedness. Put it away, but you got it, right? And then something happens, you go, I remember now. But we always have, we all have the paperwork. We have the plan, we have the power of attorney in place. We have we have advanced directives in place. So everybody knows what I want. And that would be, that's what's good.
So your service of home health navigation is not just helping them with the five ADLs at home. I mean, it's the planning part. It's the, like you said, it's holistic.
Navigation really is not the hands-on. We're the coordinator. So what we do is, we match them to their goals. So whatever their goals are, then what we do is we match the services in the community. We look at their finances. We look at the entire picture. We do a home assessment. We picture them 5 years down the line, depending on what medical conditions they have. My navigators are all nurses. And so, you know, we're able to educate on diseases, dementia, functional things that happen, and so that there is planning there to go on.
How long have you folks been doing this as a company?
This was the first offering from Ho'okele.
Okay.
So in 2006.
Okay. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. So initially it was just me.
Right.
And we did have a physician who was a co-founder. Unfortunately, he passed. Mm. But he and I would do it together, which has been nice because it's always nice to have a physician, which we're bringing into our program now.
Right.
As physician advisors. So yes, and then probably we're doing this about a year, and then others were coming in and we're going, okay, Bonnie can't just do this by herself. So we hired a nurse. And at that point in time, we started to really go and then increase our scope. And that's where we got into care homes. Mm-hmm. People would offer and say, hey, you know, do you want to do this kind of case management? At that point, we go, sure. Let's do it.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Right? It's related
to
what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back from our break, you know, we are talking about what's new in the Kupuna community. So maybe you can share a little bit of what's new within your company and how your services have evolved over the years.
Sure.
So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
Okay.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers all-inclusive, affordable senior apartments from studio to three bedrooms on 23 luxurious tropical acres in East Oahu. Take a dip in the saltwater pool or join a Tai Chi class. Recently voted best of senior living by senioradvisors.com, Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to cater to those fully independent and those who may need some additional assistance. Plus, it's just 25 minutes from downtown Honolulu. Call 395-9599 today and tell the team you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki. That's 395-9599.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. In studio, we have Bonnie Castingay, co-founder and CEO of Ho'okele Health Navigators. And, you know, Bonnie, I wanna chat about, you know, the services, you know, when you guys talk about your services. But, you know, just curious, what have you guys been noticing from your patients in terms of, like, what their biggest needs are currently? I mean, I'm sure things have probably changed. COVID probably changed a lot of them. Can you share, like, what are the most common needs that are asking for?
Other than, you know, basic needs that they need, you know, like meal services, med reminders and things like that, hygiene, showers and things, it's engagement.
Engagement.
Yeah. Social engagement.
Yeah.
And especially during COVID, that really impacted people. They couldn't see anybody. You know, you'd have an active senior who go to day programs or go down to the mall and do exercises or join their friends or to go to McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah, even have coffee. That all halted for quite a while for them. And then it was the fear for them of getting it because they were the most vulnerable. So once vaccinations came in, then the world started to change for them again. But some of them didn't change because what you can see is a lot more decline very rapidly. If you're not exercising, if you don't have that stimulation, if you're lonely, if you're depressed, and people don't realize that that's what's going on, then it becomes too late. And so then the fear comes in. If they've had dementia, it may have progressed a little bit more. So that's what we're seeing right now. We even see that in facilities. you know, because they couldn't see families. And you couldn't have your activities that you needed to do. So all of them are seniors, really. I think that was probably the impact that we saw most. Others, you know, some of them are like hermits, right? They love to be alone, right? So, oh, this is fine for me. But but most people want to see family, want to, you know, even if you do it on FaceTime, mm-hmm. which you can now, thank goodness, it's not like holding them. Yeah, and seeing them like this, right? Right. So, yeah.
So I'm just curious, with the services that you're able to provide, because you were still visiting your clients.
Mm-hmm. We never stopped.
You had the precautions in place, et cetera, mm-hmm. so you still visited them, mm-hmm. but that must have been even more meaningful.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it took longer.
Yeah, right. I was going to say.
You become friends with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you become a fan. It's sort of like a surrogate family member. Also, they talk and talk, you know, and... Yeah, so we just spent more time with them. And we still visit individuals who are in nursing facilities as well. Mm. It was shut down for a while, but, you know, wanting to see how they're doing and what's going on. So, yeah. But
you know, I wanted to ask, maybe if you can go through the process with me so our listeners can understand. Because now that things are opening back up. Mm. Maybe families, you know, maybe the children are going back to work, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not home to take care of mom and dad mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Knowing that your service is available, mm-hmm. what is that like? So if someone contacted you mm-hmm. and said, "Hey, Bonnie, you know, I'm going to go back to work, but I may need some help with mom and dad." Walk us through the steps.
Sure.
What happens?
So if they're calling for the navigation services, you know, I need to plan and I need to do all of this stuff. I don't know what to do is probably the best way for navigation to come in. We will go into the home and meet with the family, meet with the senior, of course. And I always tell the senior, the adult kids, I'm going to look at mom or dad mm-hmm. and I'm going to talk to them. And I'm going to have them guide it if they can. And then tell me what they want to see. And then we'll go out into the family as I'm gathering more data. So we will do the assessment and see what they've been doing, how they're eating, what their weight is, clinical background, functional mm-hmm. background. So I'll make them walk around the house so I know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then figure out, do they have the basics in place? What is it that they would like to see? At that point in time, if I see someone who may just need short services, you know, and financially it's going to be tough and they don't have long-term care, then I'll look for other programs for mm-hmm. them, mm-hmm. like the Elderly Affairs Division. Mm-hmm. Beautiful program, mm-hmm. Vipuna. And it helps a lot. And sometimes just a little bit of service and some eyes coming in right. helps. Meals on Wheels, transport services. Other times they need a little bit more because they're at risk for falls. Mm-hmm. So then what we do is we start to look at what type of services, personal care services that can be put into place for them, and then we match them with that. And then we talk to doctors, get medical records, and make sure we're seeing everything, looking at the meds, looking to make sure that there's nothing conflicting, because many times they're going and they go, I forget what he said, but I still had that, so I'm still taking it. Mm-hmm. So it's not the doctor's issue, you know, that they're over-prescribing or anything. It's just that they have old meds,
mm. right?
And they're blending it with mm-hmm. their new meds.
Right.
And now you wonder why they're sleeping all the time. Yeah. So we look at all of that mm-hmm. and then start the plans and then implement that. And then what we do is that once we match the services, the client and the family have decided, then we'll start to monitor them. And depending on who is there, they might buy a four-hour package and we can give them the plan and they'll implement it can you watch them? And then we have a longer-term relationship with them. So healthier seniors, we see them maybe every other month to a quarter. Some of the frailer ones we'll see every month.
Mm. Is there a...
The goal is to keep them out of the hospital, yeah.
Right, right, keep them healthy.
Yeah.
Is there a general rate that you would have per hour of service, or does it just depend?
It depends on what they need, mm-hmm. But like I have a package where there's a monthly fee mm-hmm. of like $120 or something, where we're visiting every other month, but all kinds of calls, they
That's
can
great.
Call us anytime. Our hourly is like $165.
Right.
But the four-hour plan, which I recommend, is discounted,
right.
About 30%. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. The one that's monthly, mm-hmm. it's about $300.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah. It sort of matches our care home prices where we yeah. see people in care homes.
And, you know, I love how you've tried to innovate using technology
mm-hmm.
because, as we know, sometimes manpower and helping yep. hands are in short supply.
Yep.
So technology does help. So tell us a little bit about your iHealth Home and your Caregiver to Go app.
Sure. So it's evolved over the years,
yeah.
But it is our basic platform for all of our documentation. So our home care segment, our agency, which we have both here on and Maui. So mm-hmm. navigation is both here on Maui. I have a nurse on Maui who can do the navigation services. Mm-hmm. And then they have a home care agency there as well as here. What we've developed is a platform where our nurse aides can document right on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan of care that we've specified for them, they can read it. They have to read it before they start any shift. And they clock in and they clock out mm-hmm. on the telephone. And then they document. And so we can see exactly what's been going on and what they've done. Families can see this. And then our navigation, that's our portal. So we use it for all of our records, our documentation, what we've been doing, and that's how our billing is involved in that.
Does that somehow communicate with any other healthcare systems?
Yes. We're looking at a new model called Vital Care.
Mm-hmm.
And what that would be is we initially started out with what we had was like, you know what they have at a tablet, stand-up
right.
tablet,
yes.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
touch screen,
mm-hmm.
Because they don't like keyboards. So now what we're going to have is a Vital Care where most of the seniors now do have cell phones,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
so they can use it off of their cell phones. And what we can do then is get back into a lot more biometric monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
We did complex care before where mm-hmm. we worked with individuals who had multiple illnesses and were able to use this type of technology in order to train them and coach them so their lifestyle changes happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what we want to start to integrate across our whole program, yeah, our whole services.
That's so
yeah.
great that you're trying to be innovative,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, the new wave of boomers who might be needing care, it's something
oh, they're
that we
all
already,
tech. Yeah, yeah.
they know
yeah.
how to do it.
Yeah, they're finding us in different ways.
Yeah. so you're
doing the yellow pages for the older ones.
Yeah. But you're still going to develop those programs.
Oh,
right?
yes,
yeah.
yes. So schedules can go out.
Yeah.
They can communicate with us. We can do a video chat with them.
Mm-hmm.
immediately so we can see if something's going on and then we can do the remote monitoring as well.
That's great. Well, Bonnie, it's always a pleasure speaking with you and
thank you.
Finding out what's new in your area of the Kupuna community, and we just love how you continue to find new ways to help our Kupuna.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's
thanks
it's
for
awesome.
Having me. It's been great. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them. Client service at choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called in to answer last week's trivia question. And last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question was, what is the local farm that is bringing fall fun to Oahu? The answer is Waimanalo Country Farms. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Bonnie Kasange with Hokele Health Navigators.
5 years after this Monarch member met with Edison, Charles Otto Berger, a Honolulu-based insurance executive with mainland connections, organized a demonstration of electric light at the King's residence, Iolani Palace, on the night of July 21st, 1886. Who was this monarch that met with Edison?
For a chance to win a Long's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And we hope everyone is staying safe during this time. Remember, if you want to hear past episodes of the Kupuna Wiki radio show and meet all of our great service providers, please go to kupunawiki.com, where you can even call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Hawaii Kai Senior Living, recently voted as Best of Senior Living by senioradvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 808-395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki radio show, Hawaii Senior Resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.